Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Things got extra spooky tonight on Dancing with the Stars in honor of Halloween. Some dances were scary good, some just scary, and we had a surprise double elimination. What happened? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, the Buzz.
What are you doing with this?
I know, I'm just like, scared fingers. All right, guys, we have so much to talk about. Spirit fingers aside.
Oh, Lord, that was funny.
I'm getting heated just thinking about this show.
It was a lot going on tonight.
But hi, guys. Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars after show. I am your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. We're missing Tara tonight, but I'm joined with my three absolutely beautiful co-hosts.
Did you say three?
Oh, two.
Three, two, you know, whatever. We're all a little bit confused.
I know my boobs are big and they might look like another person.
Guys, it's Monday and I can't count. Okay, take my two beautiful hosts.
You know what, you guys?
Everybody is
real confused after what happened tonight. Double elimination. Are you kidding me?
My numbers are all mixed up.
Anyways, I'm Teague Julie Panko at Teague DP. TIEGEDP. Thought I should spell it. I don't know. Thank you guys for joining us. You guys are the bomb.com. Get on in the live chat. We'll hang out and you're the best.
I am Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic. Let's get started, Miss Morgan. Oh, wait. Do we need to introduce our other person?
Oh, hey.
That's why you said we have someone else.
So I was right with three because we do have Jeff here with us. He's going to pop in. Hey, Jeff.
Look at that. I'm throwing myself up on the screen for those listeners. Hi.
Right. So now he's no longer the disembodied voice.
Yes. He has a face to the voice. We're so excited to have him. Let's get started because there's so much to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So we had all creepy dances, spooky. First up was Victoria and Val. They did a Viennese waltz. What? I don't know how I feel about this. I kind of wish they would have started the show with a big, like, kind of like an upbeat number that really got me pumped. I mean, I thought it was okay. What did you guys think?
I thought it was pretty and nice and
elegant.
Subtle and very elegant, you know, but it wasn't, I agree with you. Usually they come out of the gate with something really spectacular, and this felt kind of tame for them, maybe because of the type of week that they had, because they had a rough week.
That is very true. And that's what I was so distracted by, to be honest. I mean, I was in the package. I felt a little bit of tension, which is so weird.
Because I feel like they were so, like, tight. And to see them argue, I was like, whoa.
I know, and that's so not them, like, individually. So I think I was, like, a little bit distracted by that. And I feel like that even seeped into their dancing a little bit.
I agree.
And it just wasn't as cohesive as I've seen them in past weeks.
I agree with that. And I was saying before we got on the air that I felt like he usually doesn't clap back at her like that and talk to her in that manner. So the fact that he kind of, you know, adjusted his tone in a not so positive way with her, I think it made her off balance and she didn't know how to deal with that.
And I think we saw that in the dance. And even when they were going over the scores, if anyone looked at Val's face, he even didn't look like himself. Like, usually it's very upbeat and smiling, and he was just kind of very, very, like, almost just, like, bland. So I wonder if something else happened in rehearsals that they didn't show. So that'll be interesting to see them going on. But the judges loved it.
Lynn said that they looked like they were floated like a leaf on a stream. Bruno commented Victoria on the fluidity, etherealness of her arms. And Carrie Ann said that it felt as though she connected with her emotions without losing her technique, which was one of the
criticisms. Which I do agree with that. Yeah. She had a really nice hold, and I think she always is very impressive with her technique. I just wanted something a little more I guess, fierce right off the bat on Halloween night.
I agree with you, yeah.
I think I was okay with it just because it was such a classic Viennese. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've got a lot of fun, kind of exotic, quote-unquote, dances. I might be...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sounding like Len right now, but yeah, I just felt like it was, I feel like sometimes when Val commits to just really classic choreography, it can be really nice and kind of traditional, and yeah, I think it really actually worked for me. I was pretty much right on board with the judges for this dance, so.
Okay. Well, the scores reflected it, 3 9s for a total of 27, so not bad.
Mm-mm.
Definitely good for her. I think she'll stay around. Let's move on. Jordan and Lindsay did a paso. I like everything Jordan does. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a week when I'm like, fell flat. I mean, he just looks like a pro. I think it was fun to see a more aggressive side of him. I think we've seen a lot of him being very flowy and fluid, but to see a little bit fiercer side, I liked. What did you guys think of this?
I'll let you go this time.
I thought it was great. I think that for some reason, it wasn't my favorite dance that they've ever done. I don't know if it's just because, you know, they have set the bar so high for themselves that every time they go out there, I'm expecting this stellar, incredible, professional, insane routine, which every week they give it.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't my favorite of theirs. It was obviously executed perfectly, a perfect score. It was incredible.
Right.
You know, but that's so predictable. So it's like, at this point, it's like, I need maybe some animals on stage. I don't know.
How are they going to keep outdoing themselves?
They need tigers. Yeah, some animals tigers. On stage. Like, they should be doing the circle of life.
I don't know. Like, they're hanging from the ceiling next.
Yeah, I need, swinging. like props.
Oh, my God, that was pure comedy. You know, I agree with y'all. I mean, I thought it was a really great dance. I like the concept of the whole little Red Riding Hood and the wolves and everything. I really enjoyed that. But it cracked me up. I couldn't remember anybody else's comment, but I do remember Bruno saying that it was the biggest, baddest paso ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Then he called them the undisputed leader of the pack. And then he compared it to Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is really funny because I was like, I said to you, Morgan, if anybody was going to make that comment, it would be Bruno because Bruno worked with Michael Jackson.
Right.
He was his choreographer for a minute. So there's that.
So he's allowed to say that.
That's cool. Yep.
Well, perfect score, 3 10s for a 30. Is anyone surprised by that? It's like...
No.
But my thing is, I wonder how they're going to do the rest of the competition because they are so good, so you expect so much. Like, what else can they do?
But you know what? Right? There's these types of couples, the ones that are, like, perfect right out the gate and kind of keep the consistency for most of the season, those couples always have at least 1 week where they are busted. And I feel like that week is coming up for them
maybe sooner than later.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say, so Teague, you said you loved the aggression. You felt like it was kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I almost liked this about the dance, but I felt like he was a bit out of his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why, Teague, you felt like it wasn't totally vibing for you either, necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, when we were watching it, there was just something missing. You know,
I feel like what it is Jordan is so good and he's so comfortable with like kind of the Broadway ballrooms kind of looking thing that he looks like one of the pros.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first week where he actually looked like a competitor. Like, I felt like he didn't look like a pro. He looked like someone who was learning dance or something. Like, he just felt more like a competitor than usual, which was kind of a nice change of pace for me.
Mm-hmm.
But the judges, I mean, obviously that was perfect. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I think I like Jordan and Lindsay more when the troupe isn't involved. So I think that tonight, seeing him dance so much with the other guys, I was like, I would just want to see you with Lindsay. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what kind of threw some people off.
Yeah, they usually don't dance with the troupe.
Yeah,
it's usually just the two of them.
And he did a lot with the other guys. So, maybe that. I don't know. But judges loved it. They got a 30. So,
yeah.
Moving on.
Not much to say about him.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Nikki and Artem with the drive. Okay. I'm going to let you guys start with this one.
I'll start.
Carla, you start.
This one I got something to say. So, I feel like the eights were generous with them with the scoring.
Agree.
I feel like, and I said this to you, Morgan, when you're top heavy, because Nikki made a comment in the package about being top heavy and bottom heavy, which I can totally associate with. And when you're doing the jive, it's really hard to do those flicks and kicks and bounce like that because your chest hurts. Mm-hmm. Because your girls are kicking you upside your head. So it's really hard. It's hard to do that. But having said that, I noticed that she kind of leaned over mm-hmm. a little bit to stop, to minimize the bouncing. And I feel like because she was so conscious of that, it minimized her energy for the dance, so to speak. And I, like I said, I don't want y'all coming for me. I love me some Nikki, okay? But I love me some Nikki. But I just feel like the dance was a little chunky. I feel like the connection wasn't there. And I feel like she was concentrating so hard on what to do with her body that she couldn't really let herself mm-hmm. go.
And, you know, letting her go, I think, would be so beneficial to her. I think that's what I've been. And, you know, I know you guys love her in the group chat. And we love her too.
She's great. We love her too. We are not. Let's be real clear, y'all. We are not hating on Nikki. Yeah. We love us some Nikki.
We love her. But here's the thing.
Do tell.
Well, and also, we'll give trouble to people who weren't good, too. I know some people compare
it. I got something to say about Drew this week.
Yeah, okay. We got stuff to say. Anyways, here's my thing. She plays it safe to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she hits a line, it's like, I wish I could show you guys. It's like here, opposed to like, or I don't know, it's just there's something just, she just looks nervous mm-hmm. to me still, which is so crazy because I know she's such a confident woman, and I think she just is really, wants to look good, obviously, mm-hmm. like anybody, but I think that if she just let go a little bit more, I mean, when she literally, in that fall back, when she fell back and that knee was bent, I was like, oh, that ain't right, that ain't not supposed to be bent mm-hmm. like that, but if she would have let go, I think she would have felt right. a little more comfortable, and that would have been a straight knee. I don't know.
Just saying. I feel like she's adopted some of the Sasha syndrome, right? Where it's like we're just not seeing the full yes. all-out dance, and she could yeah. be so good. And that's why we're hard on Nikki, guys. At least that's why I'm hard, because I see her as potentially being one of the top competitors in this competition.
Totally.
Like, I think she could be up there with Lindsay and Jordan, but something to me every week is not quite reaching her potential, which is why I think we're hard on her, because to me, could be potentially winning this show.
Totally. I agree with that.
This is what it is. When somebody's criticizing you at that level on national TV,
it's hard.
First of all, it's hard to get criticism, period, under any circumstances. But now you're getting it under the eyeballs of 40 million people or more. And then you got to go back and sit with that. And it doesn't just, like, you just can't brush it off. It's not just like water on a duck's back for you. You got to sit there and process it and figure out how you're going to handle it. And some people handle it better than others. Like, Victoria handles it better than others. Lindsay mm-hmm. handles it better than others. Nikki is very, very, she gives this persona of I'm a strong woman, but she's sensitive. She's mm-hmm. really sensitive. And because she is so sensitive, she takes it to heart a little bit more, and it's a little bit harder for her to shake it off and keep it moving, mm-hmm. I think.
And she's used to being an absolute fan favorite.
Right.
Oh, yes.
She's used to being the top dog, so I'm sure totally. This is hard. And the judges, week after week, kind of are hard on her, like, they give her kind of the same critiques, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that is hard. And I think Lynn kind of hit the nail on the head when he said the dance just lacked punch. Like, she did the steps right. I mean, she missed a few here and there, but it just lacked, like, that oomph. Like, right. I wanted to see just a little sharper kick.
He said it was like a cup of decaf coffee.
Yeah. I think, and I like decaf coffee, but I want some caffeine. Like, that's what I wanted.
Said. That's exactly what he said.
But, mm-hmm. I mean, and she got 3-8, which I think... Guys, don't hate us, but I think that was a little, almost kind of generous.
I totally agree.
But, I mean, so 3-8 for a total of 24. I think the judges kind of agreed with us. Carrie Ann said there's a few mishaps. Bruno said it wasn't her best. Lynn, it lacks some punch. So, she has potential, but it's like...
Yeah, I think Jeff, you're so right when you say Sasha. That we really want her to be good. I really like her. I love her on all of her shows. I think she's great.
I love her
personality. Yeah. But the thing is... I want her to be better. It's like when I was growing up taking dance classes, they always said, if you were being critiqued, you were like...
The top...
Somebody that had potential. You know, it's like, I feel like that's how they are. They're like, we want you to be better, so we're going to give you some critique. You know, people that, like, they know aren't going to be good, they're like, good job.
Exactly.
And people they know can't really handle it. I think they think she can handle mm-hmm. it, but she really can't.
Yeah.
Right. I agree with that,
Hopefully next week will be a different story for her.
We'll get to that.
Oh! Just kidding. It's on airplane mode. Oh, my God. You guys, please accept my apology on that. Wow. It's fine. We'll
we'll have an element of surprise at the end. All right, next up, Vanessa and Max. Y'all, it's Monday.
You would think we had had some margaritas before we got
we
on
haven't.
The air. Okay.
We haven't.
All right, move it on.
Vanessa and Max, they did a Paso. I like this. I liked it, but I have a few comments. I think she's someone, when she gets into it, she loses control. I think you made that comment mm-hmm. as well. She gets very, very aggressive and kind of just, like, flings herself. But, I mean, I like the dance, and I think it was one of, compared to her past couple weeks, I think it was better. It was up there for me. What did you guys think of this?
I think that, and I said this to you, I feel like every week they've always danced with the troupe. And when I mm-hmm. see a pro and a celebrity dancing with the troupe all the time, I feel like there's a collusion happening somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're trying to cover up for something else that they don't want the viewing audience to see. And that kind of bothers me. But that aside, I felt like, you know, Lynn said there wasn't enough content in it for him. It wasn't enough content in it for me either.
I agree.
So I was kind of like, wah-wah-wah. It was okay.
Yeah, okay, describes
wah,
it.
Wah, 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 wah. I agree with Bruno when he said there was too much power. I think this was a perfect description of what I saw. There was too much power that they lost their balance. It was like you want to hit it so bad, but then you're like shaking because you're mm-hmm. just, it's just too much. So
he said, "Be gentle with her."
Yeah,
he said, like he was trying to kill
he
her.
He really did. I mean, I he feel really
like
he came
might
for her.
Be trying to go. Like,
yeah, like a linebacker. Like he came at her like 30 miles an hour linebacker at the Super Bowl. I was like, "Whoa, girl, whoa, is
that
she
made
good?"
Me laugh. I was like, "Ooh, what's happening?
Is she good?"
yeah.
But anyways, I thought it was.
Yeah,
that's good.
It was meh.
But
was
I do like, think that I think the judges.
I think they were right on the money with
yeah,
that.
I think
they
basically.
They were right.
Here's a question I have. Did it feel like there were so many Pasos tonight?
Yes.
How many were there?
Yes.
Three?
No,
yeah.
Like,
no, there was
there
more
were
than
more.
Three.
One,
it feels like all season there's one dance. Like last week there was like five jazzes. And I feel like they used to mix up like
they
we'll
did.
Have a rumba, a samba, a
yeah,
tango.
You're absolutely
right. And I feel like that makes it difficult for them to score too because back in the day on Dance with
yeah.
the Stars,
no,
they
wait,
used
no,
to
no.
they used to mix up the they used to mix
yeah.
up the genre of dance, right? So
mm-hmm.
they would have a jazz, they would have a jive, they would have a paso, they would have an Argentine tango, they would have a tango. Like, they would mix up the genres of dance.
And everyone would get one at some point
right.
during the season. I don't know why they're not doing that. And it's kind of, I wish they were.
It's counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, I would love to know how they pick who gets what and why so many of one dance and not
But
another.
That's just this season for some reason. Like,
right.
every other season, it's like Jeff was saying, they mix it up. Like, everybody has a different style of dance. And for some reason, this season, every week, it'll be like five people having one dance. And so then what you end up doing is you end up comparing mm. the couple before that did that style of dance. And if that person wasn't as good, then you're like, well, their paso wasn't as good as this paso, as opposed to just judging them in the dance, period. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like,
I would love some explanation, ABC, but not going to get it. So moving on, Tio and Cheryl with the tango.
Yes.
They're moving on up there for one of my favorite couples.
I like
them. I love the transformation that he is making compared to the first weekend when I was like, he's not going to last that long. I think he's kind of arrogant. And now it's like he's kind of embracing it and he's, I think they just work well together. And mm-hmm. I wrote like, he's just slick. Every time I watch him, I'm like, it's like last week when I think Bruno or Lynn said it was like oil. It was oily.
Yes, oily.
That's now a word I associate with Tio. Oily. I
know it's a weird word.
It's a weird word,
it's
but
a little weird.
I think he's very oily.
Okay.
And I think
I can only hear it one more time.
All right, never mind.
You're like, okay, I love
oily,
what that word.
Enough. All right. Well, I liked it. I think Carrie Ann was right on the money when she said he creates motion and stillness. I thought that was very interesting that she said that because it really opened up my eyes. And it's
totally.
So true mm-hmm. when you think about that. But mm-hmm. what do you guys think?
That was not my favorite.
Really?
Wow, really?
It's like I've said numerous times. For me, the music and the dance have to fit together. And I felt like Super Freak by Rick James and the tango didn't quite go with me. I wasn't feeling it. And I felt like the music and the choreography didn't match for me. And I felt like that spin that she had on the floor, where he was spinning her around on the floor, it looked like she had a hard time getting up for
mm-hmm.
a second. It looked like she kind of hesitated and he kind of snatched her up off the floor. I was like, oh, am I the only person that saw that? And Yeah, but what I do appreciate about him is exactly what you said, so I'm totally in agreement with that. But I also appreciate the fact that because he is so much taller than Cheryl, that he does not hunch and slump over trying to meet her where she is. He pulls himself up, he keeps her in hold, and he kind of is adjusting himself properly. And that's a good compliment to Cheryl as his teacher, because she had to really be on him for him to do that and to stop him from doing that. Because I've seen a lot of dancers in the past that are tall like that, that dance with shorter pros, and they're all hunched over, and they will get that note over and over and over again and consistently and then end up getting kicked off the show. So there's that.
Yeah, sound like maybe like Drew's
thing. Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we even made that comment about Drew earlier, that he has the hunching syndrome.
He has a little bit of a
hunching syndrome. I'm sipping.
Sip that tea, girl. So I really liked this dance. I thought it was good. In the beginning, it took me like a second to get on board. It was just felt a little slow, like really slow. Like I was like, is this TV skipping? But then we got to it at the end, and I liked the end, and I wish that the whole thing would have been that pace. But I thought it was really great. I just think it's so funny because, like, I feel like week one, if he would have been given this choreography, there would have been no way he would have given that cheesy. With the fangs,
And, he got into that.
He was living his life with them fangs.
Yeah, it was a little bit cheesy, but I loved it because it's like he just is.
Well, you're seeing this big, like, macho athlete, and that would be like silly. Like, I'm like, yes, I like that.
I thought it was cute. I thought, I just feel proud of him. I feel like he's grown as a human. So I like that.
Well, and the judges liked it as well. They gave him an 8, an 8, and a 9, a total of 25. I think we should have seen another 9 in there, personally, but I could be. Carla's like, I don't.
I don't.
I just liked it.
Did they say why he got 8s? Because I felt like their comments, he was about to get some 9s.
Yeah, their comments were all, from what I wrote, positive. I don't think.
They loved him. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think they said anything negative. I could be very wrong.
No, they didn't. They were very positive.
I think that ultimately it just wasn't oily enough.
It wasn't oily. Exactly. Jeff.
Sorry.
Weird words that for some reason in my brain. Like,
it's not a super positive word if you're a middle school or something.
Yeah. All right, moving on from the oily. Okay, Lindsay and Mark. Another paso. She is just this poor girl. Is a fighter. She had her rib injury and fought through it, which I don't even, was it a good idea? I mean, I guess she had to do it to stay in the competition, but I mean, couldn't have helped her situation. I don't think it, but you could just see in her movements, everything. It just didn't look like her on the dance floor.
And it, like, hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it hurt me watching. I was like, oh, please don't do that. Oh, please don't do that. And when she did this arm back, and then she goes, ouch. You could see her say, ouch. We rewound it because we were like, oh, my gosh.
Did she say ouch?
She said, ouch. Yeah. And you could just tell something just didn't feel right. And I don't know if the ending, we were wondering if that was, like, totally choreographed right, or she just, like,
yeah, I would when love to fell know
that way. Floor. Yeah, we weren't really
people
sure.
In the chats, if y'all think that she fell, we were questioning whether that was a fall or choreograph.
I think
it was a fall, but I could be very wrong.
I think that was a fall because what it looked like to me is that she'd had enough and she just fell out on the floor, and then he reached. It looked like Mark was reaching over to help her up, and she just fell out on the floor. So then he just fell on top of her to make it look like that's how it was supposed to be. Like another couple that had a mishap this evening where
fell on the ground.
We'll get to that where they fell, and we thought it was the choreography, and it wasn't. So there's that. But I love the fact that Carrie Ann said the Paso Doble was not the beast tonight that Lindsay was. Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect way to describe that particular dance, because she was, I don't think I could have done that, because your rib cage is where you have to breathe through your rib cage. It's every time you turn, your rib cage is engaged in it. Every time you do anything with your back, your rib cage is engaged in it. Every time you have to pull up, your rib cage is engaged in it. It
hurts me thinking.
You know what
about
I mean?
It.
So every time she pulled up, every time she moved, I was just like, that poor baby. And honestly, as much as I enjoy watching her and Mark on Dancing with the Stars, it is not worth her rib puncturing a lung or some other vital organ in a dance competition. I'd rather see her. I don't want her to hurt herself. I really like her, and I don't want her to hurt herself.
I know. I'm hoping she heals, but
let's talk about the knee walks, though.
Oh, the knee walks were great.
She killed those.
Knee walks, she was like,
she crushed that.
That was fabulous.
I mean, yeah, there was definitely parts of the dance where I was like, ooh, ouch, but, like, she's injured. You have to keep that in mind, which the judges did, obviously. 3 9s for 27, which
even injured, she still crushes it.
I just really hope she gets better because Lindsay is the most free dancer of every. Maybe Jordan. Jordan. But Lindsay's so completely unfettered with her dancing. And she, you know, it's just such a free, unleashed form of dancing that when you see her restrained, more than any other dancer, it hurts me. So I just really hope she gets better because the freedom she offers in her movements offers so much, especially after last week. Ugh. Maybe the best dance in the history of the entire franchise, to me at least.
Crushed. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just really hope she gets better. You guys know she's my favorite, so I really hope she gets better.
Yeah, she's a lot of people's favorites. I mean, she's stinking good. So that's why hard for us to watch. It just wasn't her.
I know,
and
all of us were grimacing
the whole time
we watched it.
Ouch. And someone in the live chat mentioned that I do remember the ending was like the shot. Like, he shot her, and then she shot him. Yeah, whatever it was.
I didn't see the gun
the shoot-off thing at the end. So maybe it was choreographed. It just looked
a little painful.
I think because
everything
we knew she was
painful.
In pain, we thought we maybe she just was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Surrender.
I'm done.
Yeah, but...
Well, moving on. Oh, I'm excited about this one. Frankie and Whitney, they did a contemporary.
Yes!
Frankie!
Best dance of the night.
Hands down. And I just love it because he had such a rough week last week with the dangly wig and the awkward turn.
Yeah. He was giving me Jolly Green Giant from the package. I was like, I can't with that wig.
And he just came out tonight, and I just think he crushed it. I think the choreography was fantastic.
She's amazing.
She's incredible. He really just committed to it. And I mean, it says a lot. I actually don't know if this is good or bad, but he really pulled off being a creepy stalker. Very, very well.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron was like, you do creepy very well. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I love this. I just want to watch it again and again.
Yeah, it was amazing. I love him. And I'm so happy to see him do something that he felt confident in. And he didn't look,
he needed that.
Yeah, he got all the way around on all turns and stuff. I was so proud of him because I feel like he tries so hard. And I thought it was incredible. And I thought didn't someone say Emmy?
Yeah,
Carrie Ann
said Dancing with the Stars Emmy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, I think that was worth it. I mean, Whitney, hands down, best number of the night.
Totally get it. You know, I love that Lynn's comment was that it was a minute and a half of fantastic horror and that he was going to have nightmares because he said he doesn't do horror. It just messes with him. And I love the fact that Bruno said that the storytelling and the intention maintained all the way through. It was totally my favorite. It was my favorite dance of the night. And Carrie Ann said that it elevated the world of dancing in that confine of Dancing with the Stars, and it was totally mesmerizing. It was really good from beginning to end. It was very, very specific. Mm-hmm. Like, the acting beats were very specific. The dance was very specific. It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Frankie got his first perfect score. Yay! Frankie!
And what a better way to celebrate than a fake bat coming from the ceiling.
Oh, my God. What intern?
I can't.
Who at ABC thought,
you know that wasn't an intern. You know that was somebody that was a producer.
I have to throw some shade at the producing decisions tonight. I'm sorry, like... Twice a full body death comes through. And there's something a little uncomfortable that when Len made the comment, the choice was to have death proceed behind him. Like, what is production saying? What do we wish about Len? I don't know. You guys know I love the show. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. But it's been a little overproduced this season, just with the little knickknacks around set for me overall. But that's right. It's a silly show, and it was a silly kind of, you know.
Bat. Here's a perfect 10 and a bat from the sky.
And while we're talking about knickknacks, if I saw that Grim Reaper walk across that stage one more time, I'm like, this is not funny. It was not funny.
Okay, but three or four.
It was really
random.
Okay.
But moving on, after that really awesome dance, Drew and Emma, they did a Charleston. I don't know. The judges really liked this, but I just was not a fan. I mean, and we said so many times that they were off sync. We saw some mishaps. But then we hear the judges' comments, and they're like, perfectly on sync. We loved it. One of your best dances. So I'm like, who's right and who's wrong? Am I just watching a different dance?
I feel like when they go and they watch that back, they're going to see it differently than what they saw in person. Because I agree. It was totally out of sync. Not the whole dance, but in a lot of spots. It was totally out of sync. And we have collectively said, again, that we like Drew. Like, he's like the underdog that we like to root for. But that dance was not my favorite.
The best thing that he's done all season, though.
I know. That's who said that.
Frankenstein move. He was... I was like, you got that down!
But why did Carrie Ann say that was his best dance so far?
Yeah, no.
What was
not
the one
best
dance he did that we absolutely loved? Oh my gosh, I can't remember. Anyone in the chat, help me out.
I don't remember.
I think it was a Viennese dance during Disney. Was that right?
Maybe it was, but I remember Rumba? There was one, and I was just like, fantastic. That was his best dance of the season. Not this one.
This wasn't, I mean.
Bruno called it murder on the dance floor.
Oh, and then.
This might not be a good thing.
And then they fell, too.
Like, oh my gosh, yes, they both fell.
Forget the fall on the ground. I mean, that was like domino, they domino,
both
domino.
Fell. They both
they
fell.
Both
to
fell.
Their credit, though, we didn't know if that was choreographed or not.
We didn't. Yeah. We didn't. And we were totally like, did they do that on purpose?
And then Aaron throws the shade. Well, scores are already in, but you fell.
Well, she had to. Thank God she addressed it, because honestly, like, as a viewer, I was going to rewind that 500 times and say, what the heck just happened? And then I would have been able to put it on blast here. So I'm glad that she addressed it.
Thank you, Aaron.
And thank you, Aaron. And thank you guys for admitting it. I think, honestly, it didn't look bad. They did recover
really
well.
Even Carrie Ann said she thought it was part of the choreography. And
it was funny,
judging.
Though. Teek totally called it out. And I go, I think it's part of the choreography. And she goes,
I said that, too.
Well, why?
It just was like, here we are, and now we're falling. I was like, there's no purpose.
Yeah, we were both like, was that part of the choreography? And we were like, yeah. And then they were like, keep going. We fell. We're like, ooh, okay, well, then there's that.
At least Carrie Ann agreed with us. I thought it was part of it, too. But the judges gave them 3 9s, total of 27, which...
I thought that was overscored.
Me too. I think 8s would have been a little more appropriate, but
Carla, I'm so glad you brought up how T.O. is able to use his height well. Because I feel like here and there, that's something Drew's been struggling with, is just being as tall as he is. And I'd almost like, sometimes they'll do packages where some of the couples join together and take advice from each other. And I'd love to see like T.O. kind of work with Drew about like what it's like to be such a tall dancer kind of thing.
Oh, you know what? That's a good idea.
I hope ABC's listening to you, Jeff.
The packages, I wish the packages had more crossover with the contestants.
They used to do that.
Because they used to do that more. Even like a switch up week, like every package has been, this is the couple.
Oh, I used to love when they switch up.
No, I wish there was more of that this season, because every single package is, this is the couple, this is their conflict, this is their dance. And it's fun to do some of the rivalries, or bring them in, or teach each other switch ups, and I miss some of that this
You know
season.
What? That's interesting. I wonder why they didn't do the switch up this time.
Yeah. Mm.
Were you going to say something?
Oh, we were just going to say, in the live chat, they're talking about the dance with the brother, I think, was his best,
his best,
right?
Yes. That was his best dance. Absolutely. Sorry, thank you, chat room.
Thank you, the best.
You guys are the best.
That was fantastic.
All right. Well, okay, now we're moving on to the fun part. We had some team dances.
Yes. Okay, I just have to say one thing. Since you guys keep saying oily, maybe there was something on the stage that was all slick, because there were a lot of falls
tonight.
They
said it was the dry ice from the
fog. It could be that.
It was the fog. Because when Emma... When Tom asked if they fell, and she's like, yeah, we fell. And she said it was a lot of dry ice, and we slipped and we fell. Because he fell first, and then she fell on top of him.
Which would make sense. There was all sorts of stuff on that stage. Yeah. So.
There was a lot going on for Halloween.
There was a lot. Well, speaking of a lot going on, we had Team Monster Mash, which, they had corn mazes and moving objects and... To me, this was just kind of like a hot mess, which is so funny because these are the top of the scoreboard, and this dance was just kind of like an explosion of what's going on, in my opinion.
So when we were watching, when we were watching it, for people that live in the Los Angeles area, there is a high school here called the John Burroughs High School in Burbank, and it's the school that the Glee television series is based off of, and they have a thing that they do every year called Burroughs on Broadway, or Bob for short, and this corn maze team Monster Mash thing looked like high school Burroughs on Broadway. And it shouldn't, because it's Dancing with the Stars. You have pro dancers and you have celebrities who are now pro dancers because they've gotten a little bit of experience over the last 4 or 5 weeks. It should have been better. I was like, I wrote Team Monster Mash, nope.
Nope.
So I just think that maybe, I mean, when you get all those talented people together, and maybe, I don't know if egos had a part of it, you know, maybe in rehearsal. I know when I'm told, like, oh, make a group routine, you're like, oh, geez, like, it's gonna, you know, everybody's kind of like, we should do this, we should do that. And I don't know if egos had a part of it, or there was just so much pressure they felt because everybody is good. They are the top, you know, top couple. So I don't know. It just didn't click for me. I don't know if they just tried to do too much because they thought that they had to. But I think that, I mean, even just in comparison to the next one, I mean, it was clean. It was
they didn't have props. They did not like, not a lot too much to look at. I could see what was going on. This one, I just was very confused.
Yeah, this one, I like didn't even know where to look. There was a lot going on, and there was moving objects. And even in the package, I mean, it looked like they were struggling and they couldn't get it together. And I mean, I think it showed on the dance floor.
You know, to be fair to all of them, I think maybe in the choreographing of the piece, they were trying to placate to Lindsay's injury.
That's
and
true.
Maybe, you know, the dance wasn't as spectacular because they were trying to have everybody on the same level with her. And the judges even made a comment about that. I think Carrie Ann said that she felt like everybody underdanced. And maybe that was why, you know?
Which honestly would make sense because when you look at this, you wouldn't think Jordan would be someone to underdance. You know, like, he's always so elaborate. So.
Or Lindsay, for that
matter.
This is an example, though, of when music can play such an advantage or disadvantage.
Song. Right. We're
the Monster Mash is just rough. I'm sorry. It's like the classic, like.
Eighth grade recess.
Very eighth grade recess, yeah. Whereas if you get Phantom of the Opera, it's so dramatic and. Yeah, I kind of think they could have knocked it out of the park and the Phantom of the Opera team could have sat there on stage and I would have preferred the Phantom of the Opera routine just because of the music in this case. But I'm agreeing with everything you guys are saying overall.
Cool. Also, group chat is talking about the costuming. I was confused by the costuming.
Right, like, where's Nikki?
Well, first I thought maybe it was like a... Like,
Nikki had on, like, a little girl outfit. Yeah,
maybe so were they, like, lost in a corn maze? Like, maybe they were the kids and the other people were the monsters, but it...
I was very confused.
Like, for a minute, I thought it was, like, Wizard of the Oz. Wizard of Oz.
Because Mark had that scarecrow outfit on.
I think that was my problem, though. It's almost like they took every Halloween buzzword and they're just like, get some corn, get a monster, Freddy Krueger, this Joker. It was just like they took every single Halloween trope
and threw it.
Put some corn in there. Like,
when did corn have to do with Halloween? Oh, candy.
Corn maze.
Oh.
I mean, but still, it speaks to our point of it just was not the most cohesive. Not the most cohesive.
Corn maze, hayride, Halloween hayrides. That kind of thing.
I don't want to see another corn maze for a while after that one. There's a lot going on. But the judges definitely agreed with this. Lynn said it was messy, like eating corn on the cob, which was kind of accurate.
It was accurate, but that was cold-blooded. Like, he did not mix his words.
Oh, no, he didn't. And then, yeah, Bruno made a really good point that it was better individually. And it was when they got in a group where it kind of lost the sync for me, and I agree with that.
But so. He also called it Nightmare at the Garden Center.
Bruno, killing me tonight. So the scores, I mean, represented it. 3-8 for a total of 24. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
But next we had Team Phantom of the Opera, which was Frankie, Drew, Vanessa, and Victoria. I love this.
They killed
so
it.
So happy
they
rushed it.
Killed it.
So happy for them. And you know when they were in rehearsals, they were like, gosh, we're going to suck. You know, you're just going up against the best in the competition. I'm sure they didn't feel very good. But honestly, like, wow, I was so proud of them. They killed it.
I love the opening. I love the ending. The whole thing was good. It was, you know, in sync. And I think this is a case of when less is more. Because you see in the first one, oh my God, it was all this stuff and we hated it. And this one is very clean and you didn't need all this stuff.
Carrie Ann called it the most exquisite team dance in the history of Dancing with the Stars.
Well,
I would agree.
I
would agree.
There were some things a little bit off for me when they were doing the... There was just a little bit of timing issue that was slightly distracting for a sec. But I do think it was... I think it deserved a perfect score. I thought it was perfect, but...
Agreed. Yeah, so three tens, total of 30 for Team Phantom of the Opera, which so deserved. They crushed that, and I'm so happy, like... I love TV like that, when the underdogs do really good.
Yeah.
It feels like with team dances, it's always the underdog that does better, which is fun. But I have trouble thinking of a season where the better team, because it always feels like one has the top four and one has the bottom. And yeah, I really like this dance as well.
It was great. Well, then moving on. So we go into the elimination. Jeff doesn't really know about this yet.
And I have some news about that. So say it, and then I'll tell you what happened.
You'll spill the tea after.
Okay.
So it all starts... Tom and Aaron got these mysterious cards, which
was
weird.
Yeah, from the Grim Reaper.
Very, very odd that they get these cards.
They looked crazy.
They looked very confused. I don't think they knew that was happening.
I think initially they were going to use the bat, but then they decided to go with the Grim
Reaper.
Right, obviously. Well, then it turns out, so a bottom two, Vanessa and Max, Nikki and Artem, and all of a sudden Tom... You're both. It's double elimination.
And everyone jaw dropped to the floor.
Including ours.
Except
Max and Vanessa,
who laughed, smiling.
They were overjoyed.
They were so ready to be done. Max is like, I'm done. I don't have to. And then
they didn't even look at each other. Both of them individually smiled first. That was their first reaction to us to smile.
They were like, okay. They were like, I'm out of here. But I got some news from one of our AfterBuzz alumni, Kristen Burt, and she said that she can confirm that the pros found out about the double elimination in the moment. That in the rehearsal, there was only one elimination. So it was as big of a surprise as we thought it was, because everybody looked crazy. When the camera panned to the judges, Carrie Ann Inaba wasn't even clapping. She looked stunned.
Yeah, she was just standing.
And Len was shaking his head like, what the hell was that?
What was that? I mean, like, where was Steve Harvey? I'm confused. What was that? Did he bring out the cards?
Where was Steve Harvey?
My favorite human, by the way. But where, like,
what happened? And why? Why? ABC's just like, eh, we're going to mess with people,
you
Halloween.
Know.
Even the judges. Yeah. I mean, why?
Look, the judges, at least.
You guys know that on all the entertainment talk shows tomorrow, this is going to be the topic of discussion, among other things. But they're going to be like, okay, what happened? And somebody is going to have the skinny. Somebody's going to have the tea. But Kristen, thank you so much for giving us that little shout-out news and letting us know, because we were like, what the hell is going on?
Like, we rewound that like three times, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, everyone was confused. I think even, like, Tom was confused.
Yeah, he
like,
didn't know.
What's this?
Well, even when they got the cards, they were like, okay.
They were like, is this a joke that we don't know about? Like, they looked crazy.
Yeah.
They looked crazy too.
They looked crazy when they were handed the envelopes. They were like, Tom Bergeron's face when the Grim Reaper walked up, it's like he was not amused. He was like, why am I not in on the joke? And Aaron was kind of like, do I need to step back? Like, they were looking crazy. And then they opened up the envelopes and they were like, okay. And like, my favorite moment is when they said it was a double elimination, the three of us, my jaw hurt. I opened it so wide. I couldn't believe that.
I wish somebody
had
a picture of all of us.
Because we were like, what? It was crazy.
Still
it was crazy.
Confused. Still, I mean, did confused. Someone just like make that up in backstage?
Was it the Grim Reaper? He was like, meh.
The Grim Reaper was like, I gotta take somebody
come
out.
On.
That was crazy.
It was nice. But also, I'm very honestly shocked that it was Nikki and Vanessa in the bottom two. I was really thinking that it would be Drew
and Emma. Yeah.
I mean, man, when we were watching Drew's performance and the judges were so nice, we were like, oh, it's because he's probably going home. They probably know he's going home.
That's exactly what we said.
So they're being really nice to him.
But now we know that we were wrong.
We were so wrong.
I mean, what?
I'm very, very shocked by that.
Me too.
How do you feel about that, Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff. Well,
I want you guys in the chat to let us know. Maybe we're off with Drew. Maybe we're off with this night. It's funny. I think in general, this is the night that we were vibing with the judges the least.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
But the judges had a lot of really extreme, this is the best team dance I've ever seen. Drew, you've never looked better in your entire life. And I kind of felt like overall, in what's been a great season, this was a bit of an underwhelming episode. I don't know.
I
hold these dancers to a very high standard. So do you guys. So when we're hard on these dancers, it's because this is one of the best seasons ever.
Mm-hmm.
And something about tonight was just kind of weird. I don't know. I want to see what people
spooky.
In the chat.
The whole thing.
And if you guys in the chat disagree with us,
please
of course want you to let us know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This whole night, you're absolutely right. This whole night did feel, and this whole season in general for me, it just felt a little weird. Like, I can't quite pinpoint what it was. Maybe it was the fact that every week everybody was almost doing the same dance. I don't know if they're, I don't know. Maybe they have a new executive producer or something. I don't know.
Okay, we got some feedback in the group chat. You guys at thebomb.com. Keep contributing.
Okay,
so they're saying, in my opinion, Nikki wasn't standing out and Vanessa was burning out.
That's fair.
And then someone else said that Drew has a huge older fan base who probably watches Dancing with the Stars and Property Brothers, so
that's
he
true.
Had the votes. Simple
that's
as
true.
That. Some people are saying, yeah, Vanessa, I understand her going home. Nikki was weird, but Vanessa was expected. So, okay.
I guess I see Vanessa.
I get it,
more
but honestly, like, I just wanted Nikki to, like, I wanted her to have a week that we were like, girl, yes! And I thought we were, like, getting... I thought
close.
We were getting really close.
Very close. I know. I hate that it was a double elimination, because I feel like if it wasn't, I think it would be Vanessa going home and Nikki staying.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Nikki's a classic example of when she comes back for the finale, I want knock it out of the park. She deserves to. She deserves to show America that she really is one of the best.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah. And maybe once she has time to kind of relax, get her head straight, she'll come back and just, like, slay it, which I think she will, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
Lord, what an episode.
What an episode.
So next week, who do we think is going home after tonight's performance? We say that every week, though.
No, we don't.
That's true.
We've said some other people.
That's true. But
That are gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I guess after tonight, I would thank Drew, but...
Can we talk about who's left real quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Lindsay and Mark. Mm-hmm. It's Drew and Emma.
Yep. It's Frankie Jordan, and Whitney.
Frankie, Whitney. Jordan and...
Lindsay.
T.O. and Cheryl.
And T.O. and Cheryl. That's it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like a little nervous about Lindsay Sterling.
Oh, Lindsay Sterling's going to take herself out.
Oh, and Victoria and Val. I'm also nervous about Victoria. You think Lindsay's about to be out, Carla?
Lindsay's going
to
take herself out because she was in so much pain. I can't imagine because the further we get into the final weeks of the competition, the more dancing they have to do. Mm-hmm. And her ribs are not, if her ribs are hurting her like that, she's not going to be able to take that. And it would be, and she has a tour she needs to do. Like she has contracts and stuff. So I don't know if her staying is in her best interest, you know.
That's true. But she could win, so that's what's such a bummer.
I know, but do you want to win Dancing with the Stars and then be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life?
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
She's got her career.
You know what I mean? I bet her, her PR people and everything.
I'm just like, can we just think of a magical cure to give I don't know. I want to see her in this competition.
Give her a rib.
Someone donate their rib to her. I don't know. That's not going to help.
You are so wrong.
But I want to see her in the competition. I love her. So fingers crossed that she heals up.
It would be great for ratings, I got to say. If there's a surgery episode and they did the rib. Yep. All right, I'll stop.
Lindsay, I'll volunteer my rib. I don't need it. I'm never going to
We love you, Lindsay and Mark. We're so sorry you're having a rough time.
I know. But I'm excited for next week. Did anyone in the chat or y'all catch what next week's theme or?
Guys, got next week.
Anyone in our lovely chat? If not,
that's
okay.
We'll catch it next week.
But something that's interesting that people are putting in the chat is that on the press line, Artem called the double elimination BS and weird, and Artem was not happy on the press line. So
yeah,
I haven't seen the videos
yet.
Who would be happy about getting kicked off the show and you don't know why? That's like in the rehearsal,
like
you
can write a double, right?
But it was just the way that it was done was just not. That was shady boots.
I agree.
That was
I hope we get some news. I'm sure we will. I'm going to check Twitter tomorrow. But thank you guys so much for chatting with us, joining us. Keep commenting on YouTube. We love responding to you guys. It's so much fun. And we will see you next week. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. Take it away, Teague.
Taking it away. I am Teague Julie Pinko, and you guys can find me at TIEGEDP, mostly on Instagram, so come find me there. Thank you guys for joining. You guys are honestly the best in the world. So thank you. Love you.
Yeah, we love y'all. What's up? What's up? This is Carla Renata. You can find me across all social media platforms at The Curvy Critic.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. Woo! Have a good Halloween.
Yeah.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Bye, guys.
We should.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.